Welcome to Footnotes, created by Francis Carey, a professor of Buddhist studies at the University of Toronto, with Tony Scott, a PhD candidate in Buddhist studies at the University of Toronto. Footnotes is a series of short lectures on research in the field. Each episode features an article or book chapter from an academic book. We aim to make topics of Buddhist studies research freely accessible to students and the public.
My warmest greetings to everyone listening to this installment of Footnotes. This is Tony speaking, recording in the beautiful Badlands of Alberta. Today I will be discussing the article Participatory Filmmaking Among Contemporary Shugendo Practitioners, Representing an Esoteric Tradition in an Accessible Documentary Film, written by Mark Patrick McGuire. McGuire is a professor at John Abbott College in Quebec, Canada, who focuses on Japanese religions, film and politics, and the connection between food and religion. He also makes documentary films and co-produced Shugendo Now with his friend Jean-Marc Abella. In this piece, part article, part personal narrative, McGuire recounts his own experience of making this documentary with Abella, in which both men became a part of the community of Yamabushi, or mountain aesthetics. Through the process of making the film, McGuire immersed himself in training with a group of lay participants climbing Mount Omine in Nara, Japan, ultimately learning as much from his fellow lay practitioners as from his own academic studies. Caught between two worlds, that of the urban setting of modern life and the spiritual ambiance of the rain-soaked mountain, McGuire tries to show how mountain asceticism continues to be relevant in modern Japanese society, but also how this same society has reshaped contemporary Shugendo practice. The musical selection for this footnotes is a track called Jinkai, created by hip-hop artist Yakuza Beats and licensed by Creative Commons. Made up of two different kanji characters, kai means world and jin means rubbish or dust. When taken together, this term means the world of dust, referring to the world of desire that we humans inhabit, which when compared to higher realms or the state of enlightenment, is impure and sullied by craving. On a deeper level, the dust itself is a metaphor for the objects of the six senses for which we either develop endless craving or aversion. It is precisely these heaps of dust that pile up and cause our ignorance, which the Shugendo priest calls upon the pilgrim to purify. Sange sange, rokkun chojo. For it is only on the peak of the mountain of our own heart minds that we can rise above this world of dust. Imagine waking well before dawn, eating a small breakfast of miso soup, rice, and pickles, and embarking on a 26-kilometer ascent of a sacred mountain in Japan, with only a few rice balls and pickled plums to sustain you. This is the situation Mark McGuire found himself in while making the film Shugendo Now, where McGuire not only filmed the lotus ascent of Mount Omine, but immersed himself, along with 120 lay participants, in this sacred pilgrimage. Repeating the mantra, Sange sange, rokkon sojo, as they walked, meaning repent, repent, purify the six roots of perception, McGuire and his co-pilgrims were under the strict guidance of Shugendo priests, who constantly reminded the group that this was not a mere trek in the mountains, but an arduous journey of inner investigation. With his water supply soon depleted, McGuire was sustained only by the vibrations of the potent syllables Sange sange, rokkon sojo, echoing through the mountain valley and in the depths of his own psyche. Meaning, the way to acquire power, Shugendo is a syncretic mix of esoteric Buddhism, Taoism, Shintoism, and local shamanic practices, developing over centuries in the mountain passes and waterfalls of Japan. It is a spiritual path for self-cultivation and healing that centers not only on the training of the mind, but on the training of the body, or rather, the immersion of the body of the practitioner into the mountain forest and its natural elements, which often requires feats of extreme physical exertion and asceticism. During its historical development, Shugendo, for reasons of survival and continued relevance, has had shifting relationships with the more mainstream religions from which it draws, with its current form having close ties with Japanese esoteric Buddhism since at least the end of the 19th century. This connection with esoteric Buddhism lends Shugendo legitimacy, access to rich donors, and a place in the political and religious institutions of modern Japan to which it is, in essence, diametrically opposed. Another trend of contemporary Shugendo is the abbreviation and opening up of Shugendo practice for lay participants, a focus of both Maguire's film and this article. Urban denizens, striking to escape the alienation and stress of city life, seek in the mountain a spiritual antidote to the emptiness of meaningless, endless consumption and the subjugation of their lives to the dictates of time and career. Contemporary Shugendo masters like Riten Tanaka and Kosho Tateishi seek to offer a solve for this spiritual malaise, appealing directly to lay people and inviting them to join, if only for a day or two, the practice of mountain asceticism. To explain the rising interest in Shugendo practices, Maguire understands it as part of a larger upswing of interest in esoteric Buddhism, New Age religions, and natural forms of healing in Japan. This upswing can be linked to these three geopolitical and domestic events: the 1973 oil shocks, which showed the limits of unfettered capitalism, burnout from the extreme working conditions of the 1980s, and the bursting of the real estate bubble in the early 1990s, when the population became increasingly disillusioned with the pursuits of material wealth over personal well-being. It was within this context that Maguire traveled to Japan in 2007 with the filmmaker John Mark Abella to create an accessible documentary about Shugendo. The intent was to film not only the lay participants' practice of Shugendo asceticism on the mountain, but also the application of this asceticism in their daily lives back in the urban environment. Maguire and Abella were themselves inspired by the contemporary Shugendo practice of Riten Tanaka, who preached Yama no gyo yori sato no gyoe, meaning from mountain practice to home practice. In the spirit of this teaching, both Maguire and Abella would edit the film in a makeshift editing studio each night after their daily practice, so that the visceral sensory experiences of the mountain would still be fresh in their minds, shaping the final product of the film. The two would also use this real-time editing process to show their subjects how Maguire and Abella were trying to present them in the documentary, which led to the participants sharing their own insights into the film and becoming collaborators in the process. Instead of producing a more traditional documentary with sit-down interviews and questionnaires, Maguire and Abella invested themselves in the practice community and slowly gained the trust and investment of the lay practitioners themselves, who would over time share their own motivations for taking up Shugendo practice and the hard-won insights they had attained. Rather than trying to stage exciting scenes and set up scenarios that drove a premeditated narrative, the filmmakers would wait patiently for storylines to unfold and interesting moments to appear. In this sense, Maguire calls Shugendo now a kind of aesthetic documentary, where the viewer must commit to the full journey of the documentary and themselves wait patiently while distilling the spiritual value of each scene, rather than having everything made explicit for them. About this aesthetic quality, Maguire says, Abella and he strive to make a film that allowed the viewers to make their own discoveries, both in the visuals and long shots, but also in the sounds of the conch shell, the sounds of the waterfall, and the jarring refrain of Sange, Sange, Rokkon Chojo. Aside from Riten Tanaka, the priest who led the lotus ascent of Mount Omine, the film focuses on Kosho Tateishi, a charismatic Shugendo priest who has set up an independent training temple in the shadows of the Kumano pilgrimage route. In the course of the film, it becomes clear that this Shugendo priest and his family are one node in an expansive network of lay practitioners who not only look at Tateishi as a ritual master, but as a source of spiritual and physical healing. McGuire and Abella lived at Tateishi's training temple and witnessed firsthand his interaction with both his immediate community and a wider community of people who sent Tateishi items to be purified during his monthly fire ceremonies, or Goma, for which they would provide offerings according to their means, sometimes sent from all over the country. But McGuire and Abella were not solely interested in Shugendo priests, but itinerant Yamabushi, the lay participants who came from urban centers to practice in the mountains. Two in particular, Miyamoto and Fujie, became major fixtures of the film after developing a personal relationship with McGuire and Abella. The film makers then traveled to Osaka to see for themselves how Miyamoto and Fujie incorporated Shugendo practices into their daily lives. As a president of a successful business reaching middle age, Miyamoto exemplifies the typical lay practitioner, seeking, in his own words, to make a U-turn in his life and regain his beginner's mind. However, part of his interest in Shugendo is the realization of just how destructive his concrete business is for the environment, reflecting a broader pattern in Japanese society of taking such environmental concerns more seriously. Indeed, a strong subtext of the documentary is the connection between taking care of one's spiritual progress and taking care of one's natural environment, which are mutually inclusive in the pursuit of Shugendo. As seen in the film Shugendo Now, contemporary Shugendo is not just an example of the type of syncretism typical of Buddhism, but also of how religions adapt to the modern world and respond to the needs of people trying to cope with this changing world. As Tanaka remarks about his promotion of the lotus ascent to a wider and wider audience, a religious tradition survives only on the strength of broad participation. While some of the more traditional aspects of Shugendo might be lost as a result of such broad participation, priests like Tanaka and Tateishi have to think about the financial solvency, social relevance, and material survival of their practices, just in the same way that a city dweller must think about their livelihood and future. In fact, what must be realized is that syncretic religious traditions like Shugendo have always been in flux, without an original, pure state of practice. In the same way, the divides between rural and urban, priest and lay practitioner, have always been somewhat hollow and are constantly being renegotiated. While we may call Tateishi a priest, he is also a father and an entrepreneur, leading Shugendo into a new millennium. Likewise, while Miyamoto is the president of a concrete company, he is also an urban Yamabushi, bringing together mountain and home practice as he seeks to reset his life. Hence, the real mountain path is not in the lotus ascent on Mount Omine, but in the path that leads to the knowledge of one's own heart-mind, tread through the forest of our own cravings and beyond the world of dust.
This episode of Footnotes was produced by Tony Scott, with sound editing by Jesse Witte. The show's music is a track called Jinkai, produced by hip-hop artist Yakuza Beats and licensed by Creative Commons. The Footnotes series is created at the University of Toronto in Canada with support from eCampus Ontario.